the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 677 in our original It's Your Business series. More fun than you really should have on radio. The Business of Golf, every Wednesday, 9 to 10, between now and the week of Labor Day. We've assembled a golf faculty for the show that really has the information, the knowledge, the good stuff from medical to merchandising, for me-isms to medical. And then you have a food for thought guru who feeds us why life and golf go so well together. Along the way, boys will be boys, but we have included Kim Kaufman, Coralie Jorgensen, and we all like to pick the PGA golfers through the Yahoo Fantasy Golf each week. Bragging rights right here this morning. Well, he's been absent from our ranks in our studio the last couple of weeks. We didn't even know where his chair was this morning when he walked in. But he's back, Memorial Day ahead. And I think he's in here to get away from the manufacturers that are panicking
a little
bit.
No, I missed you, Bill. I missed you. No, seriously. I just want to let you know the golf business is ready to happen. This Dave Austin, by you didn't get my announcement in, so people want to know who I am. It's important.
The voice sticks out. It's we important. Can play the A team like we do for your brother.
Yeah, he loves that. But no, it's good to be here because there is a lot of things going on in the golf business, and part of it, as you say, it's been a slow, cold winter, and people have been kind of scrambling on what's going on. So yeah, I've had manufacturers coming in from all over the country going, "What do we got to do to move products?" So starting today, and I'm announcing it, I always announce it on the Bill Zortman Show because this is where things happen.
You're right.
I do. This
and
is the announcement.
You need to come back and see at your 20-some locations all
absolutely,
over the country.
Absolutely.
Right?
So we have a sale starting today, and it's going through the entire Memorial Day weekend, and virtually everything in the store is on sale. Clubs, balls, shoes, apparel. You buy one apparel item, it's 15 off. Two, it's 20 off. Three, it's 25 off. Clubs, we've got $100 off of Callaway Woods, $100 off of TaylorMade Woods. Callaway's got a deal starting tomorrow. Actually, this will be the first announcement in the country because it really doesn't even come public until tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking
this
news.
This is big. This is going to be very big. They have a promotion that's starting tomorrow that if you come in and you try the Callaway Big Bertha driver, which is the one Gary Woodland is hitting 350 yards, and you just register, you might be selected. They're going to pick one person. That person will win the same amount of money as Phil Mickelson wins at the U.S. Open. So if Phil Mickelson wins the U.S. Open, $1.5 million could be yours. And this is something I know you're going to say because Phil's been sneaking it up lately and he missed the cut.
How did you know? I can see your face.
You're ready to just go, well, but Phil's been stinking, so why would that be a good deal? You're guaranteed at least last place money, which I believe is $40,000. So if that's worth your while to get off your butt and come out to Austin's and at least test drive a driver, you don't even have to buy it. You just test drive it. You get your name in the contest. And you'll be there with Phil, rooting him on at the U.S. Open at Pinehurst.
All right. So a year ago, you guys fitted me with some utility woods and some irons, which always get the attention.
Yes.
Because I love what you did with it. So you could find me a utility wood to
absolutely
be a good price.
And we changed your life, didn't we?
I mean, you did change my life.
I was talking to you outside before we got into the show.
And I didn't even tell you about the chip-in.
Well, because, it was 20 seconds away and you would have told me. Come on. Bill, did you chip in last night? Did you make a really good shot? Is that possible?
Actually did a Sandy and then a chip in and won
beautiful.
My match.
That is beautiful. On the 18th hole, you won the match.
17th and
so
18th.
So maybe we should do a contest where you win the same amount of money as Bill Zortman.
Which might have been a chilada.
Yeah, you can be just like Bill.
All right, busy times right now.
Hey, I also need to point out, I'm sorry to interrupt, but
no, you're not.
Today, well, not really, but today at Baker Crossing as well, the Austin
That's
Mobile
where
Fitting
I was
Center.
Going.
Oh, well, it's like we're on the same wavelength.
3 to 7?
We are muy simpatico. No, it's actually 1 to 4, I think.
What's 3 to 7?
Is that 3 to 7?
3 to 7.
Okay, then that's what it is. That's what it is. You know more than I do.
Just today.
Men's Day at Baker Crossing. Come out and we'll have all the fitting carts from all the manufacturers. You can try the new Big Bertha Club. You can try the new Slider, which is the number one driver on tour. Our fitters will be out there. A launch monitor will be there. It's a really cool trailer. It's got all the new products. So Baker Crossing today, it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be 75. Gorgeous. Come out to Baker's. So we got stuff going on, man. Things are happening.
All right. You're talking to all these guys that are sweating a little bit, the manufacturers.
Yes.
I hate to see them sweat, but I love to see them sweat because it's our
advantage. Well, it's to our advantage. Absolutely.
It is to our advantage.
Yes.
How much has technology changed in the last year?
Well, and I've made this point, is these guys, they now hire. They're one of the reasons they're all down in California is that's where the aerospace industry is. So they've hired these literally rocket scientists who are working on how to develop better golf clubs.
We're not going into space. I got nothing else to do.
Some of your drives do. But straight up. That was quick, wasn't it? That was really good. Anyway, they have figured out that the weight of the club needs to be very close to the face and very low. So we have guys coming in, literally going through our launch monitor and walking away saying they are now getting 30 yards longer for a drive. And I've been in this business a long time. I got a lot of manufacturers who say, oh, it's the longest driver ever. It's the longest club ever, the longest irons. There are actually products now, and you can see it right on the launch monitor, that are actually doing that for guys' games. I mean, I was at a charity tournament yesterday, and I had four guys come up to me and go, I can't believe how far I'm hitting these things. So my comment to you is, if you don't believe me, which some people don't, believe it or not, I have an honest face, but some people don't believe me, bring your club in to one of our Austin stores, 41st Street or East 10th Street. Talk to some of our better fitters. Tell them Dave sent you. You heard it on the Zort Show. And check it out. See which club is best for you, how does it compare with the one you're using now? And if it doesn't make sense, if it doesn't get you more distance, then I'm a liar, which I'm not. But, you know.
There's a lot of reasons I like this show, but there are two good reasons. I see all of these ads on the Golf Channel, the golf tournaments,
right,
for all the things about the golf ball is this, the golf club is that. Between you and Mr. Bagology, Paul Daugherty,
mm-hmm,
I know that I'm going to get the straight shot as to what's going on.
There's a lot of confusion out there.
There is confusion. How do you know who to believe? You got all these pro golfers. You know, they're just like the NFL players that they gave the wrong pain injections to or now complaining.
Right.
And you got some of these guys that have aged a little bit, and they suddenly have become the world's best golfer.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it's important that you understand that these guys on tour, I mean, it's great that you can go out and have the same club. I remember when John Daly was really big, and we had players come, or guys
he's
come.
Still big.
Well, he's really big, yes, still. But he's down to 14 packs of cigarettes a day, so he's really
and a
improving.
48.
Anyway, he would win on Sunday, and guys would come in, they go, I want exactly John Daly's driver. I want his driver. I go, well, his driver, his shaft is so stiff, you wouldn't be able to bend it. It would go straight off to the right. Well, I don't care. I want it exactly. That's not the case. You don't want that. I mean, we're obviously, our swings aren't the same as the pros, and that's what we can do when we do our fitting process is we'll get it fit for you. We'll get you the same product, but we'll fit it for your swing.
Well, we know that Dave's been busy because he's the last guy to get his picks in for this week. I know that some weeks you leave them for two and you almost win.
I'd leave them for two.
Because you can't
amazing.
Even change them out.
I know.
You're the
makes...
only guy in the league with all this technology and you can't do it.
Oh, let's get
We're going
some Masters
to
music.
Fort Worth.
Beautiful.
The Colonial Special Course, Billy Dobbs.
Yes, it's a beautiful place. They don't have to go very far. They've been in Texas from last week, so the field is pretty much the same. Not a lot of difference, but I got some new picks this week. I'm going to make it happen. I am sick of being mediocre. I mean, I'm just a little tired of it.
Well, you were third last week. You,
I know.
You did really well.
It's incredible how well I do, the fact that, you know, I can't change my picks, and usually I don't change from the week before, and I still beat the crap out of most of the field. So, I mean, that's,
here
again,
we go. Who
I'm
you
humble.
Got?
Adam Scott, my A player. On the bench, Mark Leishman, tall Australian, was on the bench. My B players, Jordan Spieth, 20-year-old phenom, and Jim Furyk, the bald 35-year-old. On the bench, Zach Johnson from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Dustin Johnson, who is going to get married to Wayne Gretzky's daughter pretty soon, if that stays. Now, Rory just broke up with his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's sad news this morning.
Sad news.
Rory's in tears. And he writes a dear tennis
I think
pro
he sent
letter.
Her a text, too. It was really... No, he didn't do that. But they actually did send out the invites for the wedding. And then he said, no, I don't think I want to do that. So, big drama in golf land.
Right.
Rory Rat McIlroy is no longer engaged. Ryan Palmer is my A player, and Pat Perez is on the bench. That is solid. That is solid.
Not bad.
But you know what? And we talked about this up off air. This is one of the goofiest year I can remember in the PGA Tour. We have eight, count them, eight first-time winners on the PGA Tour. That has never happened before. And they win, and then they disappear. Stephen Bowditch, you remember him? Who's he?
Adam Scott's got a picture with him. That's the best we got.
He comes in, he gets his trophy, and never to be heard from again. I mean, it's pretty hard to play this game this year, I'll tell you.
All right, the important thing, Memorial Day sale goes through Monday.
You guys are going to be open through Monday. We'll be open on Monday on Memorial Day.
Are you going to be there Monday?
Are you kidding me? No.
Which hole will you be at?
They'll be there in spirit, and my guys will be there. They'll be ready to roll. We got a lot of great savings, great promotions. If you're looking some new golf clubs, there is never a better time, I'm telling you, than right now, because the manufacturers are desperate and they're ready to move products. So come on out.
Dave Austed right here. Panicking manufacturers. Dave's going to take advantage.
I'm still cool, though. I'm calling. I'm still calling.
You got shorts on. First time this year.
Yeah. I got legs. I got to share them. You know, that's the deal.
Some people would say yes. Some people would not know. Dave Austed, appreciate you being with us this morning.
You betcha, Bill.
When we come back, a guy that was a commencement speaker last week.
Ooh, I heard about that. That's big.
Huge.
Randy Dierheim joins us when the business. Randy Dierheim, Mr. Pinnacle, Elements on 8, Foley's, Trey Calloway joins us this morning. Interesting week for the former broadcaster, now analyst for the business of golf. You like that title?
I like that, Bill. Thank you very much.
He was speaker at, what do they call it, Brown?
It's become Sanford Brown College. So back in the, for a long, long time, Brown Institute was a legacy radio TV broadcasting school in Minneapolis. It actually was started by the Brown family. And then I think maybe a decade or so ago, it morphed into Brown College. So it's a junior college now. And then within the last 6 weeks, it became Sanford Brown College. And so I was honored 32 years after I graduated from Brown Institute to be the commencement speaker at their graduation in Eden Prairie, was where the facility was. But yeah, it was a pretty neat moment for me.
Very nice. And you had emailed me about a brother-in-law that I have that has cancer, that was actually a classmate.
He's a classmate of mine.
Mr. Radio in Grand Island, Nebraska.
I was doing some research on Brad Fosberg, who's had a legacy career in Nebraska. One of my classmates that has stayed in the industry for that amount of time. And I went on to Facebook to see where he was or how he was doing, and ironically it said mutual friends, and then you were there, and I'm like, what a small world. But Brad's had a really good career in that community, and I know he's very well respected, very well liked. I'm very proud to call him a classmate.
Good guy. Not doing so well, but it's a challenge. And my daughter, who was with you over in Mankato just a couple of weeks ago with your book, She Said One.
She was here this weekend, wasn't she, in Sioux Falls?
She was at Callaway's.
So the only thing we're really missing right now is Kevin Bacon, because we're all kind of interconnected. So we need that 7 degrees, you know, from Kevin, which we probably have if we talked about it long enough.
Could work. And Val, by the way, is undergoing surgery right now for neck and back at this very hour.
Best to her, too.
We're saying a prayer for her. So what did you tell the graduates?
Well, I spoke on not being an undercover boss. You know, one of the things that we do in our business, and I still credit Paul Van Bockren from Minervis for teaching me this trait. He's so good at what he does, and they have such great properties in Sioux Falls. But we're hands-on owners, much like Dr. Burton sitting next to me. We're engaged in our business. We know on a day-to-day basis what's important for our guests. We know what's important for our employees. And the message that I gave those graduates as they enter the workforce is, listen, become engaged, because leaders cannot really change what they do on a day-to-day basis without knowing the fundamentals of how they do what they do. So, you know, a lot of times graduates will aspire to be at the top, and the top's always a great goal. But along the way, you know, the building blocks of success for me have been, you know, engagement in our properties, clearing tables, you know, thanking guests. I mean, all the things that go into a successful business. So that was my core message as they enter the workforce. And, you know, I wish them well. It's a very hard, you know, we're in a very hard economy right now. A lot of times GPAs are superseded by effort and enthusiasm. And that was kind of the core message I gave them.
Your topic this week is recharging batteries. That could have been you going back to Sanford Brown. Could be you and Craig Maddock being old school, much like the guy that finished second last week, Mike Weir, the Canuck that came out of nowhere in Dallas.
You know, life and golf, have a lot of similarities. For me, you know, just taking the weekend off, we've got a fantastic team at Pinnacle Hospitality that don't skip a beat when I'm around, when I'm gone, I should say. And so recharging batteries for me was important. It, you know, we're in a high intensity business. Every retailer is. A new bar is set every day for customer expectations. So getting away from it, having a work-life balance is very important. I also had the opportunity to play in a scramble at Minnehaha on Monday, and that also helped me recharge my batteries, believe it or not, because golf is fun. It's not always about competition. It's not always about, you know, trying to beat your buddies. In this case, it was myself, Butch Hansen from Novak Sanitary, Stephanie Hiltrop from Med Magazine, Stephanie Ingebretson from Core Trust Bank. You know, we just had a great time together, and it really revitalized my desire not only to just play golf in general, but just to have fun with people, to sit back, enjoy it, and recharge.
And, of course, we could mention Miguel Angel Jimenez, 50-year-old plus, just got married a couple of weeks ago, and the first over 50-year-old went on the European Tour in decades.
It's pretty cool, and we all know, you know, his fitness regime, which has been well-documented on TV, which includes cigars and great red wine, much like my fitness regime, ironically. You know, the interesting thing about golf, a lot of people that don't play the game don't believe it's a physical sport. And again, you know, we've got doctors on the show that'll tell you that it's different. You need to step away from it occasionally. You need to heal. I often wonder if I lived in a climate, and I play a lot of golf. I play 100 rounds of golf a year in a very condensed season. If I lived in a warm weather climate, I still think I'd have to shut it down. I mean, you can only play so much golf. My shoulders, my hips, my wrists. I mean, I'll be 55 in 2 weeks, and I've played golf since 1979. A lot of golf, thousands of rounds. And so recharging the batteries for us happens in December, Jan, Feb, and March for the most part, which I think is actually a bonus for us. But I think healing, recharging, getting a more passionate about the game. I mean, those of us that live in the Midwest are very passionate about this game because we only get to play it for really about 5 months, I mean, in total.
All right. Your picks are always interesting. You were third in a group of 210 last year. I'm not sure where you're standing this year, but I don't think you're third out of about 13.
Yeah, I'm 17th out of 180 in that other league.
Really?
So I have a little bit better record there, but I only picked players once, and I have to ride with them. But my picks actually kind of mirror Mr. Austed's. I've got Mark Leishman as my A player. Ricky Fowler's on the bench. B players are Jordan Spieth and Zach Johnson, with Dustin Johnson on the bench along with Jim Furyk. And my C player, John Senden, is to be followed by Louis Oosthuizen, who we knew who had a good week last week. Shrek, that's right. So, I'm going to go with it. I'm going to roll with the punches. I haven't had a great year in this league, but time will tell. We still have time.
We still have three majors.
Yeah, we do.
To go.
So, we do.
And I know you'll do well, and we look forward to visiting with you next week. Compare notes, and who knows how our lies will cross this week.
That's right. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Randy Dierheim, Pinnacle, Elements, Callaway's, Trey Foley. Always appreciate him being with us. And the aforementioned Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, actually joined us from Shields on Friday. I'm sure that there was somebody in this studio that was probably playing golf about 9 to 11 on Friday or knew how to play golf at a location. But Tim was walking around with a small ball retriever that was orange. And I said, hey, that's great. He said, it's not for me, it's for you. But you've already used it, and it's now a used small ball retriever, so you couldn't see it hanging out of the top of your bag.
That's the unique thing about this particular device. It caught my eye. It, off the shelf, it's about a foot long, but it extends out to be the same distance as a regular ball retriever. And I've never been one to have a ball retriever in my bag because I don't want to look like that guy driving around on the course with this big ball retriever hanging out of his bag, just like I don't want a long putter just yet. But this thing fits in one of the small compartments in my golf bag, so I thought I have to get this thing. And I've already used it twice.
All right. Now, you're going to love this analysis because we've got Mr. Life and golf coming together. I saw that ball retriever is what you do in medicine, retrieving the way that they can play golf with some health. Whether it's high out of the top of your bag or hid in your glove compartment, I think you could use it as kind of a symbol in your office.
I think everybody has in their golf bag some ailment going on at any given time, just like we were just talking about with needing a break sometimes. But especially early in the season, you get tendonitis, you get these aches and pains that should get better over time. And if they don't, with using normal over-the-counter items, I see people all the time where they've had this nagging injury, and it's been debilitating for them. They can't even play the golf. I just saw a guy this morning who has a bad shoulder. He came back. We ordered an MRI the other day, and he came back to go over the results of his MRI. And this, he's retired, and he golfs every day. And he hasn't been able to swing the club like he was able to swing a couple years ago because of this bad shoulder of his. And he has a rotator cuff tear. And so he has a choice to make whether to, because they don't heal themselves. And he can have a cortisone injection and try and buy some time to get through this season. But he's been doing that over the last couple of years. So he's decided to go ahead with surgery, and he'll be back out on the golf course in the middle of August, September. And hopefully his swing can get back to what it used to be. But you don't have to live with these aches and pains. Sometimes these things are serious. And you could be burning a bridge by not taking care of it sooner than later.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, we're going to find out what the specialties means in specialty orthopedics, find out Tiger isn't hitting full clubs yet, and check his picks, all a part of the business of golf. One of the It's Your Dr. Tim Lee Burton, specialty orthopedics. We're talking before the break, a story how you get someone out of the office, back to work or play, and what the heck it means by specialties in the specialty orthopedics.
Well, I'm a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, which means I take care of ailments with the extremities, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hip, knees, foot and ankle. I see people for back problems also. I'm a board-certified hand surgeon, so I do a lot of upper extremity work more so than lower extremity. But again, I see all ailments, all problems.
Well, I hope I don't have any problems that I have to come see you or Doc Reinicke across the way here. But we do want to talk a little bit about Tiger. You know, you've been right on the Tiger story all along. The fact that he wasn't going to come back. All the media was like, we have to have him come back probably because of ratings and dollars and endorsements. But he's not hitting full clubs yet. What do you think's going on?
I think it makes sense. Originally, when he had his surgery, I said that if I were advising him that he wouldn't be back playing competitive golf for 4 months. I think the average person who isn't a professional golfer may be able to get back after having his microdiscectomy surgery, maybe in 10 to 12 weeks. But for him and how much torque he puts on his low back and the competitiveness that he has, I would push it out to 4 months. Putting and chipping, that's all he's doing right now. I read those reports. I would think that he should be getting close to being able to doing pitching and getting shorter iron shots in. So I was a little surprised that that's the extent of his golfing, putting and chipping.
All right, contact information before we get into the serious business of your picks this week. I know you're very serious about who's going to win and the bragging rights with this group.
Well, Specialty Orthopedics, 275-5560, or Google Specialty Orthopedics or Dr. Tim Lee Burton. Paul Daugherty has been nice enough to send me a text at least last Thursday to say, change your players out, because I am notoriously forgetting to switch my players. And when I do remember to do it, they're playing at that time, so I'm too late. But my A player is Matt Kuchar with Adam Scott on the bench. I have Zach Johnson and Jordan Spieth with Dustin Johnson and Jim Furyk on the bench for the B players. And then I have Boo Weekly as a starter for the C player and Jimmy Walker. I did see this morning McIlroy called off his wedding.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did. And, of course, he called it off at a place in Europe. It's a major in Europe that he never plays well. And he said, I'll just do the best I can. He'll play 2 days and he'll be out of there because he's got other fish to fry, I would guess. What do you think?
I think a lot's going on with that guy this year. I mean, ever since he switched over and went to Nike, things just haven't seemed to work out smoothly for him.
Okay, makes sense to me. You have it from our Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, and analyzation of Tiger and Rory. We appreciate you being with us. Good luck in your picks this week. We'll talk with you on Friday. Joining us now is Paul Doherty, Golf Etc. He's in the shadows of O'Gorman High School, just won the high school girls championship, and of course, Billions a champion in their own right at 41st. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You've been working with some of our golfers. Project One, Project Two was Dr. Tim. Dr. Max, I hope, is bringing number three, which would be a young lady that's a golf team.
Right.
Certainly would be a great place to analyze what people are using in the bag and let us know.
Yes, it would be
what they're working at.
And it'd be nice to mix it up with a younger female player.
All right, so tell us what you do as a bagologist.
As a bagologist, did you make up that word this morning?
I just add words every now and then.
Wow. I love this show. There's always something new. Bagologist. What I do is I analyze golfers' bags. That is our golf performance analysis. It's the backbone for our services. You come into our shop, you hit some balls in our simulator. We work through your bag. We analyze your equipment and we find out what is matching your playing ability and what's not matching.
All right, my wife out practicing. She lost the head on her 8-iron.
Yeah.
She didn't club me with it. She couldn't figure out what to do, couldn't figure out why it happened, but I did bring in a 7-iron for you to look at. Should she stay with the same kind of a shaft? You've kind of looked at her swing a little bit. We've worked in some other areas. Should you have different shafts in different clubs, or does that just confuse your swing and you never can get any consistency?
Well, what I plan on doing with her club at this point in time is just to put in, and the reason I had you bring the 7-iron in, it's her 8-iron that's broken, is I want to measure specs on this 7-iron to find out exactly how stiff this shaft is, and then I plan on matching it as closely as I possibly can. Is it the right shaft for her? I never have done a analysis on her irons, in her swing on her irons to determine what she needs, so I really can't answer that question. There is a strong possibility that these shafts are either too weak or too firm for her. And from feeling this one, I'm thinking probably too weak. But that would be a whole nother process with her if she's interested in doing it.
Now, you've played golf with me, and normally she can hit a 7-iron to where I'm going to have to hit a 5 or a 6.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got a strong grip. She's a shortstop from her high school days. She still thinks she's an athlete.
Yeah, you know, it's been several months since she was in the shop, and I saw her swing back then. But she has a strong swing for a female golfer, you know. And just feeling this shaft without having any equipment here to test it or anything, just feeling this feels like it's almost a junior flex shaft, which it would mean it's extremely soft, which should translate to inconsistency on the course. I mean, if one of her biggest problems is some balls go left, some balls go right, and the typical ball flight is high, if any of that sounds familiar, I'm guessing that this could be a potential problem.
You know, my problem is we are competitive in the family.
So you don't pay attention.
I pay attention, but I don't want her to be so good that it's going to be a long weekend.
She kicks your butt. Yeah.
I'm thinking this sounds like another project.
Could be. All right. Contact information for you, because people need to come in. They need to get it checked. We've had Dr. Tim.
Yes.
We've had Dave, who has done really well with the changes you made for him.
Mm-hmm.
I've trusted you with Carolyn to see how that works out. And I've got to come back out and see if I need another wedge.
Or two or three.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. At any rate, we're on 41st Street across from Billions. We're in the shadows of O'Gorman High School there. Contact number is 361-8333.
All right. I know you are a golfer. You've been sending texts to other golfers, change your golfers. You've got to teach Austin how to do that. He hasn't been able to figure out how to change anybody out.
He hasn't figured that out?
No, he has not. He has not been able to figure it out all year.
Hmm.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Your picks this week at the Colonial in Fort Worth.
My A players, I have Matt Kuchar starting. I have Ricky Fowler on the bench. B players, I have Jim Furyk starting. Zach Johnson on the bench. Graham DeLette starting. Dustin Johnson on the bench. C players, Paul Casey and Pat Perez. Now those may switch around, and I'll make sure that I send TLB a text to remind him to switch his.
Well, you guys have worked really well together. We just threw you guys together, and, you know, we had a good recruiting class to get this show together to run through Labor Day.
You know, I'm really looking forward to the golf outing where everybody in the show is paired up together. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I think they're going to scream when we have 8 people coming down the fairway right after our 9 o'clock show.
Speaking of golf outings, July 14th, Face It Together, charity fundraiser. Dave Janza and I are putting that on. Call the store, 361-8333, for more information on that as well.
All right. Paul Doherty, Golf Etc. He certainly has people going in the right direction. Fix Carolyn's clubs to a degree.
To a degree.
Not to the best degree. She's not listening.
Does she listen to your show?
A little hard to listen in St. Louis this morning, but she could on the World Wide Web. We appreciate you being with us. When we come back, we're going to check another doc, Dr. Max, see what his story is this morning, any troubles you're having. We'll see if Max can get you moving the right direction, all a part of the business of golf. Dr. Max, time for me to talk about Comfort King. And the Comfort King's pretty important to me. I have to be ready for the show. We've got so many different great people with their personalities, what they do in life, how they help people, the business of golf. You know, I have to have that good night's sleep, and I did sleep like a baby last night. People would say that kind of fits my personality, but I was very comfortable, got a good night's sleep, had to have the massage because I'd had a long day. I was working from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. yesterday with meetings and everything else, but the Comfort King, when I got it into that position that I know I can sleep, I know it's good for my back. I know that the factory has looked at what it takes for me, what it takes for my wife who's on the road. I got to just take care of myself last night. It was very comfortable, very good. And if you're concerned about you getting a good night's sleep, if you're waking up in the middle of the night, you're saying, I should listen to that young guy on the radio, that Zortman guy, and see if we couldn't do something about my back, about my sleep habits, so that, as the surveys show, if you get a good night's sleep, you'll live longer. Comfort King. Check with Chris Larson at the factory. Well, for 30 years, Max Reinecke has been a chiropractor. Dr. Max has been with us for the 2014 season, and he knows the expertise that he brings deals with pains and making people feel better. Dr. Max, nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. It's always good to be here with the gang.
The gang is an interesting gang, too.
It is, yes.
You work with people that have lots of troubles. Many of them come from other chiropractic offices, and there are differences. You want to talk to our listeners a little about that this morning.
Yeah. When do you call your chiropractor? There's a lot of listeners out there that have chiropractors, and their chiropractor isn't Dr. Max, and that's great. South Dakota has a really high level of chiropractic usage compared to the rest of the state, compared to the rest of the nation, excuse me. There are over 100 chiropractors in Sioux Falls. When do you make that call to the chiropractor? If you have an ache or a pain that's lasted more than 3 days, if you have something that you're managing with pain drugs, over-the-counter stuff, ibuprofen, Advil, Tylenol, that type of stuff. The problem with those over-the-counter drugs is they're very effective. They work. I hit my thumb with a hammer, and I go to sleep at night, and my thumb's throbbing. I'm going to get up and take a couple Advil. But right on the bottle, it says, you know, for use for no longer than 2 weeks. They say that for a reason. There are unintended consequences. Anytime legislation's passed, they find out down the line that something else gets changed adversely. No difference with this over-the-counter pain medication. You don't have to take so much for it to kill you. Just taking the normal allotted amount over a long period of time is going to do something to harm your body.
The ARP wave, how important is that?
ARP wave, I heard an advertisement for AARP on the way down here, and I don't want anyone
to confuse it.
No, confused with that. It isn't for retired people. It's for everybody. ARP stands for Accelerated Recovery and Performance. It not only helps a body recover from injuries, whether new or old, it allows the body to loosen up and get itself strengthened. The ARP works on scar tissue, and it breaks down scar tissue. If any of the listeners are aware of the, in the last few years, kinesio taping has become more and more common. They don't put the tape right where it hurts. They put the tape on the muscle that relates to that injured area or that area that's inflamed, and that's much the way the ARP works. We work on the distant muscles and get the function restored to them, and that bad body part starts working better and feels better.
People always ask about insurance.
Insurance, Reinecke Chiropractic Clinic is a provider for most insurances and HMOs. For people without insurance, we have a payment at time of service discount that's available. And for people with high deductibles, we can make payment arrangements that will fit your budget. We're seeing more and more higher deductible insurance policies, the way things are changing. And that's where chiropractic really comes in. Chiropractic is so cheap when it comes to medical care. For the price of an evaluation for a orthopedic surgeon or a medical doctor to find out what's wrong with you, lots of times a chiropractor is going to have you fixed up and ready to go.
And that's what people want to do, regardless whether it's golf, gardening, getting back out with the grandkids, or your kids. That's what we want to do. Before we get the Guardian Angel picks for you, your contact information.
335-0880. We've been on the corner of 37th and Center for 32 years now. We used to be north of Kmart. Now we're north of Hy-Vee, of course.
All right, your Guardian Angel picks this week. Do you like them?
I do, and I really like this Guardian Angel that you've lined me up with, Bill. My A player is going to be Mark Leishman, and on the bench, Matt Cooker. I don't know why he's on the bench, but B players, we got Jordan Spieth and Graham
Dillette.
And on the bench, we got Chris Kirk. I don't need any help with that pronunciation. And Zach Johnson. My C players, Chris Stroud, and on the bench, John Senden.
Dr. Max Reinecke, he may need help occasionally with pronunciation. He can help you with your back trouble.
Even worse with spelling, Bill.
There you go.
All right, have a good day.
Dr. Max, you have a great week. Always enjoy the visit. Just ahead, his namesake just made number one in the world, The Addiction's Adam Scott, win the number one in the world of golf. Adam Scott, Golf Addiction, best golf simulator in Sioux Falls with beanbags, shooting competition, aiming fluid, just for us. Adam, you're going to love this. May is fleeting, May special rates, special trips, special events. Oh, what's up?
What's going on, Bill? How are you today?
I'm wound up a little tight, but that's okay.
Well, it's probably because of your golf game, isn't it?
That's it.
Yep.
You got a lot going on.
We do, yeah. And, you know, some big things coming up here. And we only have two spots left, Bill, for teams. Is our GA Tour on May 30th. And if you haven't heard about it yet, it's going to start out with 9 holes at Golf Addiction, then heading out to a Great Life course at Central Valley. Then we're heading to Mitchell to another Great Life course, a Wild Oak. And then we're heading to our hometown, good old Fish Lake Country Club in Plankton, all on a party bus, includes some lunch, some dinner, and some angling oil to make it a little bit more fun.
Oh. You know, I think this is going to catch on.
It's aiming oil, Bill. It's not aiming fluids. You said that wrong.
Well, depends on how much you've had, right?
For sure.
Oh, sorry.
Whatever works. You know, what you have really done with this is you have been a master marketer. You have made this work, and you've really made it family-like.
Yeah, and you know what? It's the people that have signed up so far for this are coming out to have a great time, enjoy a full day of golf, and to meet new people, and to play for that $300 cash prize, don't get me wrong.
You're exactly right. And it was funny in Shields on Friday when you were with us live there, the people that were down from Langston and from Fargo were saying, oh, that Golf Addiction has really become a hit in North Dakota. So you have taken the idea. You're still, even bigger with the bean bags and all you're adding here. But the Fargo people are talking about what an addition you are in their community.
Yeah, and it's been a fantastic journey up there. We've had a warm welcoming from all of the people in Fargo and that surrounding community. But more so, it gave them another avenue of entertaining them on a winter day, on a snowy day, windy day, rainy day, and or a day like today where, you know what, I just want to go in and hit balls for an hour. You can go in there and do it for $15 an hour if you're a Great Life member, or $25 an hour if you're just a customer coming on in. So come check it out, see what we have to offer. And if you're free tomorrow night, come in and throw some beanbags with us. We have a fun thing going on with that with League, which gives you another opportunity to win $300.
Well, your team was dead last week. First time we've been able to say that. You got Adam Scott back this week. Let's look and see if you put him in the lineup.
Oh, we did put him in the lineup. How can you go wrong with that guy? He's the number one golfer in the world, I hear. So, yes, Adam Scott will be starting us off. And then on the bench, playing consistent all season long, Matt Kuchar. B players, Jordan Spieth and Zach Johnson, also two consistent, solid players. And then we got Jim Furyk and Dustin Johnson on the bench. My C player, John Senden, and then Kevin Na. So I think I got a lineup to be a little bit more competitive than I was last week, though.
I think so, too. Dave Scutero, who was actually second last week, has given us his picks. Mark Leishman and Brant Snedeker are the A's, the B's. Furyk and Zach Johnson start. Dillette and Jones, Matt Jones on the bench. Pat Perez and Kevin Na. Now, the host looking for a three-peat this week. I go with you with Adam Scott and Matt Kuchar. Either one wins, they're number one after this weekend. It may be a short stay for Adam Scott. Zach Johnson, Chris Kirk are the A players, Furyk and Dillette. And the C players, pretty good story here. Ryan Palmer is my C. He is a member at Colonial. And try this note out for size, Adam. His caddy is the defending champion at Colonial. So I like his chance. If he plays well, he gets in to the U.S. Open. John Senden on the bench. So what do you think?
I think that's some insider trading going on there, Bill, having a little bit of that knowledge. You must spend a lot of time researching online, huh?
Actually, I just found a headline.
Fair
enough. Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate you, Adam. Good luck with all the things you're doing at Golf Addiction. What an addition to an addiction that you have made with everything that you do. Every week you got something new. And how do they reach you?
You bet. Give us a call, 274-8903. Like I said, two teams left for the GA Tour. You want to come and join us and have a good time on that.
All right.
274-8903.
Tell the Twins hello for now. Rev says our time's up. Thank you for yours.